The Sugar Glider by Rod Nielsen.
Prologue. The boat came to a stop. A man in a blue shirt shouted, "South Bank!" and opened a gate in the side of the boat. The passengers began walking off the boat into the beautiful park in the heart of the city. Among the passengers was a man in his late 50s, with white hair and a red face. He walked slowly, breathing a little heavily. He went across the grass to the Cafe Marcos and sat down at one of the tables outside, facing the river. On the opposite bank, he could see the tall, modern buildings of the city centre. It was a bright Saturday afternoon in November, a typical late spring day in Brisbane, Australia. There was a cool wind. He looked at his watch. 2 o'clock. The time he had agreed to meet a man he didn't know. He looked around. There was a play area nearby, full of children. Groups of families were walking on the path next to the river. He heard a voice behind him. "I'm Peterson." A tall, thin man of about 35, wearing dark glasses, was standing by the table. He pulled out a chair and sat down. Then he took a mobile phone and a notebook from his pocket and put them on the table. "It's a lovely afternoon," said the white-haired man. "A good day for flying." "I haven't got much time, Mr. Copeman. Let's get on with business," Peterson replied.